All right, it's 4:40. We are going to open the meeting. We got basketball check-in. From what I hear, everything's going well. I will be bringing down 1-2 their shirts for their game in February. Next week, Melissa's going to finish pressing all of those. So then they'll be all set. I figured they could wear whatever shorts or whatever they had. I don't figure they needed shorts for one game. For one game, I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. I did get a few more basketballs from Lamoille. I have not brought them over yet. They're at my house. I will bring them over this week. I just have not made it there yet. I think, do you have anything for your teams? Is everything going well?
Other than them listening. They all are doing bad at that.
It's that time of year. They're getting antsy, I swear to God, with the snow and they're getting, it's like, or when they know, like, I know they just got off a break, but they know a break's also coming up in the end of February, so they, I swear to God, are antsier than normal.
ready to go.
I got one teenager and one close to be a teenager, and a niece and nephew that are driving me insane, so they like to keep everything going.
That one game is for the, who are we referencing for that one game that you got shorts for?
The 1-2 game. Well, they won't have shorts, they just have shirts.
Okay.
I didn't figure for one game.
Okay, that's what I heard. Sorry.
That's fine. Shirts. And then they'll keep those shirts because
kids will keep it.
That will be their gift. And then I did order the medals that we had talked about for basketball as well. So those will be here next week, I think, or the week after. I don't really know exactly when, but they'll be here. More ice packs are on the way because I wanted to give you some, but then that weekend we went through 4 of them. So, there more are coming. They're just done. I don't know whatever boat they are on, but they're coming. Just slow for some reason. Good thing we got enough snow out there to use up.
Well, we're on end of the year awards, so that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
This is the Etsy order for the plaques.
Perfect. I will take that and put it at the thing.
Dan just paid for it because the town doesn't have the Etsy.
Yeah, we don't have the Etsy thing, so I will get you reimbursed when I do AP next, Dan, which will be next week. Because everything now, Melissa's redone everything, so everything will be going through the main bank account now, not a separate bank account. Anything else that we need to talk about for basketball?
Nothing I can think of.
Okay. Game cancellations. Once again, coach's discretion. Just think about weather permitted, snowstorms or whatever. So it's totally your call, and we can cancel them whenever for practices, games, whatever. Just make sure you let someone know so we can send out an email to all the parents. If we decide that.
Yeah, awesome catch on that. I put it in the text, but I didn't think about telling you, so.
Yeah.
Good catch.
And then, we already talked about in the year award night discussion thing. What date is that again? I can't remember.
Did we set one?
There, it is on the calendar.
On what? Yes, it is. Sorry.
I don't have them in here with me.
Always got them folded.
You come prepared.
Someone's always asking something, so it's like,
I want to those plaques coming. I don't think it's 24. Two of them.
February 24th is when they're
end of the year.
End of the year.
11th, something through the 11th.
Yeah, it doesn't.
No, but no. When I ordered it, order, I think it says the 4th through the 11th.
Worst case scenario, we can always reschedule.
We've ordered through them.
I was going to say, Etsy's normally pretty quick, so I think it'll be fine.
What date did we just say, though? The
24th? 24th of February. I don't think a time's been discussed yet.
No. So we'll have nothing on there for time.
So we'll have to pick a time.
Put that in here right now.
For that. I don't know if we want to do like 6. Or, I don't know. You guys can think on that. But
when we get there.
Yeah.
Last time we like had some pizzas for everybody.
Yeah. We can, yeah, we can get
give
something.
The awards out.
Yeah. Do we want to do like 6 or 6:30?
Yeah, last year we also did it everybody at the same time, and I would not recommend doing that. I mean, it just seemed to be a lot. Like, I think it's more personal to have the 1, 2, and 3, 4, and then all the 5.
Yeah, so if we started, like
5:30, we'll do 5:30 so that we can get into the gym.
Yeah.
Wait, is vacation that week?
Do all the awards. Then
is it that week?
Is it? It'd be close.
If it is, then that, some of your parents and stuff.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to be there.
Yeah.
Do we want to push
it? I don't know when I don't know when school vacation is.
It starts the 20th.
I've been asking this for a month. For myself,
right, I know.
I still haven't, like.
It starts February 20th.
I keep forgetting to ask.
Okay, then. Yeah, then that's probably
school
that next week.
20th.
Week. So, 20th
is
February 20th.
I'm already way too late.
Through. March. I think they would go back. They go back the Wednesday after town meeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's definitely March school 4th. Vacation week.
Yeah. So, do we want to push that? Do we want to email parents and push that out until March? Because I will not be here the week of the 16th, which is also President's Week. So, not sure.
Can we bump it up?
Well, I won't.
Well, we won't know if I have the plaques.
Won't be here.
Yeah, okay. And I won't be here. I come back the 20th because I will be gone from the 13th to the 20th.
You'll be back the 20th?
Yep.
When's the last game of the year?
The last.
Right there. It's the 21st.
21st.
At 11 a.m.
At 11 a.m.
In Eden.
So it's over vacation?
Just the last day of
before vacation.
I bet you, yeah.
It's basically vacation would start the 23rd.
What? The girls have got a game too, and I'm pretty, not pink, so 3-4 does not have it. But
so the options are to do it the week.
I think the 21st.
We could.
If we already got 2 games going on, we can do awards after with a pizza.
Are the games there?
Because
yeah, they're in Eden. So what we could do is do 5-6 first, and then we could do, because what time's the games?
Girls is 12, and boys are 11.
So we
could do
kids at 10. Do like.
Get them in, get them out, get them.
And if they wanted to stay for the games, they could stay for the games.
Yeah.
And then.
Or come back.
Yeah, we get in there at 9:30, set the gym up. So we're a little early. Get them in there for a half hour. They can stay for the
games if they want. Yeah. And then we do the games, and then we do 5-6 after.
Yeah, that actually is not a bad idea.
Yep.
Is 1, 2, and 3, 4 eating pizza?
Everyone's going to be there already, so it's not even, getting.
We can. It would be a little early for pizza for.
Right. So they can either come back for
pizza or we can have like cookies or something for them to munch on beforehand and sugar them up and send them home with their parents. My favorite thing to do as a aunt is give them sugar and then send them with their parents.
Yeah, very unfair lady.
I know I am.
That's what I do all the time.
I will gladly admit that as the aunt I am, I will give them sugar and then give them back. So we can send that email out and see how many response we get if we want to see about moving it to the 21st. Nope. We're all on board with that.
I think it's better than prolonging it to two more weeks.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
When it's over, it's over.
Ooh, yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Move on.
Move on, and then we can move on to football.
Does 1, 2, or 3, 4 have anything going on that week?
Nope.
Well, they'll have practice probably.
February 21st for
year. They'll have they have practice on the 17th. I think she was asking that week.
Week?
Yeah, because what if we just did it in two different days? After their practice.
Other than you guys could do that then.
Pizza
I will not
one,
be
two?
Here. So
right, on that, on their practice, because they'll already all be there. Yeah. And then
you guys will just have to be in charge of that one. Yeah. And then I can help with the 5-6 one when I get back on the 21st.
And 3-4? Are we going to do that
When's 3-4?
Are we going to do that with the boys and girls?
When do
that's 3-4? That's what I'm looking. So they have practice the 19th and the 18th.
January.
Nope. No, February. They have practice the 18th and the 19th of that week.
But no game.
But no game.
That's the end of practices.
Yes.
I personally, I think that's a great idea, too. We could make it Wednesday and put a pizza on
it. It makes it really small, much more personal like that for coaches.
So if you guys are cool with doing the 17th and the 18th, I can pitch back in on the 21st.
Yeah.
When I get back.
But we should get some confirmation from parents. You can't do it, right?
We can't do the 18th, too. We set up.
No, we can't do the 19th. Oh, right. We can't do the 18th.
Set up for a show. That'd be 17th.
Right, because we're going to go down. Well, what time is it on the 18th? But we don't want to get down there like 9 o'clock.
The 18th is 5:30 to 7 p.m.
That would be a busy. However, this is for the 3-4. If Trevor can be there as a sports committee member, and then the coaches and the kids. Because we're not.
And I'm sure we could ask Nick to step in and just help to make sure that he's there. Like, have someone help you there.
Yeah, I can be there.
And then we can do, we'll be there for the 17th and the 21st. So if we send out an email to parents, we can just get them responses, and we can order pizzas
And we'll know how many are going to come. So
I don't mind going to the dollar store or however we want to work it to get, like, paper plates or cups or something like that. I feel like that'd be the best option. I can bring in the receipt or whatever that looks
just
like.
Just grab some 2 liters.
Yeah.
Some sodas.
Soda them up, sugar them up, send them home.
Get caught up here.
Soda and pizza, they'll love it.
Right?
They all do. Where do we usually go
get
for pizzas?
You'll get like a head count?
Yeah, I'll send an email out. It probably won't be tonight, but within the weekend.
What do you mean it won't be tonight, Molly?
That'll
Come
be good
on.
Because then people can look at their schedules moving forward and ahead. Yes.
Instead of last minute. Hey, we're having a pizza party.
Right. Well, and I'll even throw out for 5-6 that it'll be after the boys' game was
11, and then the girls at 12.
Yeah. Okay, so it'll be at like 1 for the 5-6 team.
Yep, we'll do both
together. So I will send that out for everyone and see how many responses we get.
Yeah, we're
going
to want time to clear out the gym, let everyone clear out.
Yeah.
Have some pizza, then 1 o'clock to gun.
Yeah.
So 1-2 on 17th.
Yep.
Do we know where we're going for pizzas?
18th.
Probably just getting ready to eat in general.
Yeah, and maybe we can see if someone.
Some awful pizza.
Oh, it's not good. Oh, you know Steve has great pizza.
He has great pizza,
but it's a little more expensive.
It is, but I don't want to chew on. You get.
I agree. You get the heartburn.
I'm not getting popcorn chicken on.
Barbecue Steve's chicken pizza. Is great. Steve's pizza is so good.
It's very cheap up there.
5-6.
Cheaply made, and that's what you
well,
get.
Well, and we can see if anyone's willing to donate anything either, too.
Oh, yeah. We want to send that out in the email? Well,
yeah. We could see if anyone's willing to donate anything.
We'll make a list.
Well, I will ask the store also. I'll ask him, say, get a price at Hoagie's, get a price at the top of the store for size, price. Go to Steve, say this is the
size
price.
Well, Hoagie's fine, but somebody's got to go to Marshall to pick it up.
I'm just getting prices just to talk to them and say, hey, this is the price difference. Can you meet that? Can you beat, can we hit that exact dollar? And maybe it's a dollar off his pizza for five pizzas one night or three pizzas one night, two pizzas the next night. You know, he's going to have three days of making pizzas, so.
Yeah.
Probably going to be more like five and.
But yeah, you know.
Five and ten.
Yeah.
I think you'd be happy enough to do that.
It's
going to
be, it's going to be 10 pizzas probably for fifth and sixth grade.
But yeah, the taste is better.
Because you got parents. Oh, I agree.
Yeah, so if we can just, we should get some prices and just look around and see if anyone's willing to, donate some stuff.
I don't mind donating a case of Gatorade for each one of those nights.
I don't mind donating stuff either, and I can get it to you guys before I leave, or I can get you guys money for it.
Yep.
Whatever.
We're just needing pizzas and sodas. Is that all we're doing for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, paper plates, napkins.
Yeah.
Cups.
I mean, if somebody wants to donate some cookies or something.
Yeah, and I'll put it out. But we're not like, going to go out. If they want to, if the parent wants to bring cookies or brownies or something.
For the end of year party.
End of the year party, yep. They're more than welcome to.
Yeah, we're going to supply pizzas and soda
and paper and utensils. And if you would like to bring a dessert, brownies, cookies, or juice or whatever, you are more than welcome to.
And greatly appreciated. Greatly appreciated.
So now on to, do we have any more things for the year?
No, I really like to plan it 3 separate days. I think the kids and coaches are really going to appreciate that. I think it makes it a lot easier for us. I know it's more time consuming.
Well,
but if you get the 5 and 6 guys running around the first
day. Only thing I ask is if we can try to get pictures those nights. For the ones that I'm not here, try to get like a group picture of the coaches and the kids with their whatever.
Yeah, we always try to do that.
I will... Because I know we normally do, like, awards. I can have them all printed beforehand.
Yep.
And then if I can get them to one of you guys to make sure that they get handed out.
Do you want me to laminate them?
We can if we want to. It doesn't matter. But
we'll
take
them home and put them in the frame if they want. So,
yeah.
Okay, that's fine with me.
So, and if you want to laminate Abel's, you can laminate Abel's.
Yeah.
But I have a little program on my computer that makes them, so I can go through and just quickly print those. Perks of already having it for my softball team. So then we can move on to financials. I don't know which one do you guys have on top, but... So one shows our revenues and expenses for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So our revenue, what we've brought in total this year would be $6,623.70. What we have spent already this year is $6,567.90. So with that being said,
$2,800 of it's legal fees.
Yes. So, we had that expense, but the other thing is we got to keep in mind that we don't want to blow through all the money because there might be things like this arise, like needing $2,800 in legal fees.
Of course.
More like, hopefully it'll be like uniforms or like bigger expenses like that. I just wanted to give you guys a thing of kind of where we're at. And this doesn't include the stuff that was recently bought, so... Mm-hmm. The plaques, the medals, the ice packs, and Melissa just gave me her invoice for the jerseys, too. So that doesn't include that stuff yet.
Okay.
That's not included. I thought I just saw the
uniforms. Includes the shirts, buying the shirts and the materials to make them, but we have not paid Melissa yet.
That's fine. I mean, it's not fine that we hadn't paid her, but because we discussed that amount of $300, I didn't know if that $300 was
because
it wasn't spent
yet.
Okay.
And then the other thing is then we still have all the stuff that we need to get for softball and baseball, which I don't think it'll be more baseball that we will be focusing on, I think, more than anything. And like I said, we'll see how many for baseball we actually have. And then I know from the responses, we'll at least have a T-ball team. Like that was pretty well aware that we would at least have a T-ball team, from all the responses. And I think some of them were older that have some coach pitch and stuff like that. So we'll see how our numbers all turn out on where we're at, but I am going to get the numbers this weekend for new catcher's gear, some baseballs, the lining equipment for the fields, and stuff like that. I figured from this year, we can move those bleachers over to the fields.
I agree. And we can spend this much.
And we can start fundraising for bleachers and stuff like that, just so that...
I think that was in the... Wasn't Lemoyne program paying for a set of bleachers?
No.
Oh. No, they were going to help us take down.
Did no one ever respond back? They sent him an email, but I don't...
I think they were going to help us take down those old ones, right?
No. Yeah. Isn't that what I said?
You said Sean, I thought.
No, I thought he said Dylan, but maybe you said Sean, I don't know.
Let's see, Dylan.
I heard nothing.
Have you seen anything in the emails?
I have not seen anything from Doug.
No, actually, and I sent them an email January 13th, too. That was when I sent them an email on both of them wanting an update on the floor drying pads, bleachers for baseball field, shed clean out, and Velcro. Have it all right here. No, nothing.
I'm going to actually try to call him, physically talk to him.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to copy and paste this and resend it.
Yep. And then, just so that we can get those taken care of, get those down, and then we can just move the soccer ones over for baseball season this year. And like I said, we can start saving up, so maybe we can get a couple more so that both fields have some. But I think for this year, we'll just have to use what we got. Mm-hmm. Especially since we are going to have expenses of uniforms and ball, like the equipment. Since we haven't had baseball in a little bit, we're going to have to purchase some stuff.
Upgrade it.
Upgrades. Do you guys have any questions on the financial aspect?
No, I'm actually not that. I mean, they look good because there's a few things. Like, one, we're not expecting ongoing legal fees.
No.
We're not having to purchase a bunch of basketball uniforms again. Yeah. You know, so those expenses are going to drop.
Yes. And then I think
next year's going to be.
And if we start fundraising, what we can do is start putting so much aside for upgrades for equipment, upgrades for uniforms. So every 3 years or so, we can say, okay, all the basketball uniforms need to be replaced.
Yep.
Okay? Replace those.
Yep.
Next year, 2 years later, baseball uniforms need to be replaced. Yep. We replace those. So that was where I was thinking that if we just start fundraising, we can start putting money some aside for different things.
$2,800, the biggest expense we have.
Yep.
Yeah, I wish we could.
And that wasn't all of it. Some of the town paid for some of it, too.
Yeah, I was going to say that wasn't all of the legal fee for that.
Taxes well spent.
Yes.
Yep. So.
Wish we could say that, like, right across the board somewhere, somehow.
We can. We've spent more than $2,800 in legal fees.
It will be.
The sports committee.
It will be.
Just for everyone.
It will be put in the town report next year. Of course, like, for this year, the town report didn't have it because it wasn't.
Yeah.
But next year it will be in the town report because basically.
I think it's gonna be on the
whiteboard. Well, it's public knowledge. Anybody can inquire where that money basically went or why it was spent.
This is basically our general ledger goes into the town report now, so this will be there. I have tissue somewhere on my desk if you want. Oh, the back corner. Have you guys been reading the minutes? Out of the minutes that Christina's been doing? We won't have to do it this time, but I can get them for you, Trevor, if you want. But we got to start approving the minutes every time.
Yeah.
So I can print them for you.
I thought we always approved it on our next meeting here.
Yeah, we haven't been doing that.
We haven't done that.
Right.
I was going to ask that, but.
Yeah.
Well, you've been reading them because I've been writing them out, but and they're pretty short. They're pretty summarized.
Yeah, they're like within a page. So.
Yes.
But we do have to
approve them.
Definitely.
I don't know.
I'm printing them out for you.
I was going to say, we can print them out for you, and then next meeting we'll just approve.
I should put my phone on it so I can do it all like you guys.
It's no big deal.
I was going to say, we can get them printed for you, and then you can just read them, and then the next meeting we'll just approve all of them.
Our biggest problem is not you not having email on your phone, I promise you.
Yeah. So.
That's smart. I wish I could do that. That's
smart. We'll table that for the next meeting so that Trevor can read all the minutes. Fundraisers, have we heard anything from the people?
Andrew. Let me see where I was at. I think, did I put the fundraiser? Also making a sign.
I didn't see anything.
No, I didn't see that in the thing to Chris. But I would have Facebooked Andrew.
And then we can also, if we wanted to, we could set a date for a bottle drive. I don't know. We want to, I know right now it's a little cold, so we can wait until spring.
I think give them the next meeting or something.
We can
touch base on that.
Yeah, right now it's too cold.
I mean, I would even bring my trailer down to a game if people wanted to, and we could set it there and bring your bottles when you come to the game. Your bottles on the trailer.
Yeah, we could. You know? Well, like we could. I could send that. We can do that. What? Maybe when do we have a bunch of games in Eden next?
Next. Told you, schedule comes in handy.
Are we opposed to me when I email? I guess I didn't put that fundraising in with Chris, and I wanted to wait for a date from Chris to narrow in for Andrew. But can I just leave it open for March, like at the end of March?
March.
Thursday, February 5th is our day that we have all three teams playing.
I wonder if we bring a trailer down then, and I can send out an email stating that we'll have we'll have a trailer down there to collect bottles.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are okay with that.
What day are we talking again?
February 5th.
February 5th.
All three teams.
And then I guess, and then the only other thing is we would want to make sure that we find somewhere that we.
Nope, it's not on this. Who's this? Girl? I had it labeled as a big one. Sorry, guys. No, it's not them. It's the 3-4. 3-4 and 5-6 boys.
So it's not all three.
No, not all three. I'm sorry. I lied. So we're kind of out of time for all three now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the best thing to do would be like a Saturday.
Maybe.
And I can leave it down there for the day.
So if we want to.
People can just, if they want
to. You want to let me know a Saturday that you want to do that, drop it down there. I will throw an email out and and we can make a few flyers. And
we got a game this weekend, right?
Yep.
I'll bring it down Saturday. I'll drop it in the right in the parking lot.
Do we need to coordinate that with somebody?
This weekend is in Hyde Park.
Oh yeah, this weekend.
We're at Hyde Park this weekend. Sorry.
That's right.
Should have got a little more technical. Yes, we do.
Three-fours in Mooresville because I have to go to Mooresville to help my cousin. So.
So our change of time, are we changing our time on that?
You guys are at
10?
10.
Okay.
10. I sent it out in an email.
Yeah.
I better let my dad in now.
Okay. I just wanted to get it on the
schedule. Yes. Yeah, sorry, I didn't give you a new schedule for that one.
Change.
And just like, on the 11th. On the 11th of February.
7th. Cambridge tournament.
You guys are no longer playing Craftsbury, you're playing Hardwick. You still have a game. It's just against Hardwick instead of Craftsbury.
In Eden. This was in Craftsbury, so.
Yes, it's in Eden. Yes, it's in Eden. Yes.
We have a game. 5-6 boys have a game change for Saturday.
No. Time change.
Time change.
From 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
10 a.m. in Hyde Park.
In Hyde Park, yes.
That's going to be the good one. I bet you that coach that really wanted to
redo it. When Craftsbury said they couldn't play, Hardwick had just reached out and they wanted another game. So it kind of worked out that Craftsbury couldn't play, but Hardwick won another game. So you guys still got another. You didn't lose game.
Right. So the 10th is.
The 11th is, yeah.
The 11th
is Hardwick.
So we're doing our game, and then the girls have got practice.
Perfect. All right, and then we can move on now to baseball, softball. You went to the meeting thing. Was there anything?
No, they just wanted to make sure that we were starting this process. They were talking about their teams going to preseason. It was kind of.
Yeah.
Talking to their about, you know, what they're doing for the preseason.
Preseason.
But they just wanted to make sure that we start getting this going.
Yes. So with that being said, softball signups have been made.
Yes.
Softball baseball signups have been made. 3 hours of fighting with Stack Sports. They have officially been made.
Eric said it is a pain. Get started, he said, but once you get it going, it's miserable.
It was miserable to get things started, but it is now officially started. It's not the prettiest because I haven't finished putting everything on there, but it's functional and it has the teams on there.
That's exactly what he said.
So
talking to him.
I figured if it had the signups and Eden U Sports and everything like that, we could do that. So the only thing is I could not figure out how to shut off payment.
He said if you do have a question that he would be willing, you could call him.
Call him, yeah. I've been talking with a couple people that have been using it, but they also haven't found a way around without paying online unless they give someone a coupon code. So I have created a coupon code that I can give out to people if they would like to pay, which I will, like, I'll print it out with it. I'll get a little slip with it that can go with these that says the coupon code if they would like to pay cash or check. They'll put that in, and then it will zero it out, and then they can bring the money to us. Mm-hmm. Because it is it's like 3.4% if you use a card. Mm-hmm. I was going to reach out to Eric one more time and check with him. I'd been talking with Eric because other stuff with softball and stuff. Because he had asked me about starting preseason stuff, and I'm like, I don't got time for that.
Does it give you the option to eat those costs or pass them along?
Gives us and I have marked it so it passes it to
the payer.
The payer. Because I figured we did not want to eat that many card payments. So I set it all up. I set it up for family for 50, single for 35, like we've always done. And then, like I said, I will have that coupon code that people, if they would like to pay cash or card, if Eric, I just finished this on Sunday.
Like, can it be an option if parents, if they're okay paying that extra 3%?
Oh, yeah. No. They can pay for it.
But or they can put in the coupon code.
Or they can put it on the coupon code and we're going to pay cash and we're bringing you cash because we don't want to pay the 3%.
As long as they bring us the coupon. You'll know which ones
Oh yeah. So. Yeah. We can see everything in the system. We can see all of their paperwork and everything like that. With that being said, I haven't finished them, but I can pass the ones that I have started around. We can discuss them at the next meeting. So I've redone the code of conduct, the release form for pictures, and then the Eden U Sports Committee, just like the registration form. On here, I did add at the bottom, because when I was going through putting uniforms away, we did not receive a lot of soccer uniforms back. So, I put a little thing on the bottom, and I was going to ask you guys if you guys were okay with that, that states, I understand if the uniform does not return to the EU Sports Committee, I will be responsible for the bill to replace the uniform.
It might be easier to just have a deposit on the uniform that they get back than having them chase them down afterward for more money.
Yeah, we can do either way, but we need to have something on here.
I would prefer a deposit.
Because
how much was it per uniform, roughly?
I don't know about for soccer, but for the basketball uniforms, jerseys alone, I think, were like $15 a piece.
Yeah, so if we get a
$10 deposit.
Well, I'd say cover the uniform.
$20 deposit.
Yeah, $20 deposit, cover the uniform, and it's $15 for the uniform. If they want it, they just pay an extra $5 and keep it. Because I had a girlfriend that, she just wanted all the uniforms for her kid that he ever played.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter where it came from, it is his uniform, and she wanted every uniform.
Which is fine. I'm more than willing, if someone wants to pay for it, they can buy it, but...
Yeah.
We also need to have something so that we're not
on the hook for a bunch of uniforms every year. I understand. I want to prevent that too. What I'm thinking is if it's a $15 uniform deposit, now we got a family of three people, so they're paying $50, and then $15 a uniform, that's an extra $45.
That's why I was That's kind of why I was thinking of putting this on the bottom of it.
I just don't feel like we're going to get any money that way.
You can send them a bill. So I talked to Stacy. This is how Stacy does it. Stacy will then send them a bill at the end of the season if they don't return it. And very quickly, the uniforms come back in.
Oh.
Because the other thing is, then she won't give them a uniform the following season until...
Oh, okay. Yep, yep.
Till that uniform's back.
That could make sense. How do we get them a bill?
We have their addresses, all of them. Okay. Because they have to fill out the registration form. It has their address, mm-hmm. phone yep. number, and everything
right on it.
Yeah,
that makes sense. We just send it in the send mail. Send it in the mail. They can come in here
and pay it.
Okay.
Or they can go online and pay it. Or.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I like that idea. Now, let's say they haven't paid it for baseball. Their baseball uniform didn't get returned, and now comes soccer season or whatever
then
is next.
They don't get a uniform until
it's paid.
Or we have that baseball uniform back.
And is there going to be some sort of, like, financial situation if, because I don't want to be screwing a kid out of not being able to play because of the financial hardship.
That we can talk, the parent would once again need to come to us.
Like, here's $5 this week and $5 next week.
And
okay.
we'll work out a deal with them.
The dog ate it, destroyed it,
or whatever. Like, we'll work a deal out with them, but they need to acknowledge that.
We got to get my, they got the uniforms back.
The uniform was damaged, and we got to.
Okay.
Because we can't keep replacing uniforms just because people don't bring them back.
I totally understand. I just also don't want the fees to be so extravagant.
Yeah, that's kind of why I was thinking of doing this.
Send the bill.
Because then this way they don't have to front a uniform deposit.
And then we don't have to deal with having to return it and all of this other.
Yeah.
I just didn't know how efficient it was going to be getting it back. It sounds like it's could be a good
plan. And that's if we're all on board with, okay, you didn't return your softball uniform. We're in soccer. You don't get that soccer uniform.
You got to figure out where the money's coming.
Until either you bring me back that baseball uniform, okay, here's your soccer uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Or.
And on the end of the year parties, when you send out the stuff,
we can put in a reminder to bring your uniforms. And then we can, I'll have you guys have a list
and we can
check. Yes, you got, I'll make a list of everyone and their numbers and you can check them off for the days that I'm not there. And then I'll have you put them in a garbage bag and I am going to wash them before they go into a tote. Because opening that tote or dealing with those uniforms.
Pack them away with some dryer sheets.
Yeah, we're gonna put some dryer sheets and some
stuff. I put dryer sheets.
But I'm not. I'll
keep mice and stuff out of them too.
Yeah, I'm not.
Throw 20, 30.
I'm like, after dealing with that giant tote last time with the smell that came out of that, I was like, no, thank you. We're gonna wash these before they.
Yep.
But yes, and then for the code of conduct on the back, I just added. I understand that I broke the code of conduct. I have spoken with my coach and understand my consequences. Player's signature, coach's signature, and the parent's signature.
Sorry, can I just read it? I was writing at the same
That's
time.
Fine. And then I'm still working on the media release. I haven't quite finished it, but if you want to
Thank
look at it.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. I haven't finished that one yet. I'm still finishing the wording on that one. I've been looking up different people's media release forms and, like, taking bits mm-hmm. and pieces out of everyone's and creating our own, so
yep.
I'm still piecing that one together.
Thank you, Molly.
And then if you guys are
doing a great job.
If you guys are good with this, I can print them and drop.
I think just put the coupon on the bottom.
Oh yeah, I'll put the coupon code on the bottom. I just wanted to talk to you guys about the coupon before I put that on the bottom.
And anytime you need help making these, I can.
Yeah.
I don't.
The only thing I had to figure out was making that QR code. That was confusing.
She's a master at those.
Yeah.
I found a website that did that for free for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, look, website, do it for free. Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
So that's what I did. I found a free website.
Do you want me to make a thing for you to post on our Facebook page for this, or you're going to post this?
I can just post this.
Okay, that works.
And then. We can post it at the stores. I figured we print enough. How many are in that school? 100?
Yeah, I think it's a little over 100 kids, so we should just have them all.
Yeah, and then I was also going to send an email out with the Blue Sombrero link to all the parents that have signed up or emailed stating that their kid was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Should we print them out for the 75 teachers? 100 kids, 75 teachers?
Probably.
So
teachers should know too.
Okay. So, and then I will also email it to Chris and he can put it in their newsletter. He said he would put
it in their
newsletter. Because he said he goes, let me know when signups happen and I can put it in there. And I said, okay. So he's willing to do that. So I'll also email it to him so he can put it in there. So I'll put the coupon code at the bottom. We'll print like 175.
I don't. Is there 75? I don't know. There's a lot of teachers there for the amount of kids that are there.
Well, I'll print like 120.
Sorry, you missed last night.
You missed last night.
But there must be at least 50 teachers there for our 100 kids. There,
I'll tell you. Go listen to the minutes from last night. From the
I about fell out of the chair.
From it was probably about an maybe what 35 minutes into it.
Yep.
We can get them on some rants, can't we? Sometimes.
Oh, Tim went on. No, Tim went down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And when Tim goes down the rabbit hole,
he doesn't stop.
Yeah. It's a rabbit hole. I didn't get out of here until 8:30 last night because he went down several rabbit holes.
We left and we were driving back by.
He's still there.
They go down lots of rabbit holes, and I was like, all right, let's.
You gotta be the hound dog. Like, we're rallying
up. I looked at him and Tim, and I was like, back on this, and then he was like, skip around on the agenda after you guys. I was like, agenda,
follow
back. So we'll get those out to the school. I'll try to drop those off. Don't want to be there. Do you guys have any of you have to go on Friday
to the school?
Yeah,
this Friday.
Yeah,
no, the girls game was going to be there, but I think she's going to cancel it.
Well, I was just talking about if someone could drop these off.
Oh, yeah. I go there every whole week. I can do it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. So yeah, I will print them. Yeah. I'll print them tomorrow, and then if you guys, I can meet up with one of you guys tomorrow night and give them to you to drop them off.
Yeah.
And then I know we got more. I received a phone call from the school about some complaints of the gym again.
A new one?
Well, no, this was, I already
when
texted,
we talked.
I texted you. Was, there was apparently some kids, I don't even remember when it was now. Was it? It was a Friday game, I think. It was a Friday night game. Kids were out in the thing bouncing balls off the thing. I have made the signs. They're sitting in my truck. I'll bring those down tomorrow night, too. Just saying that no kids should be in the thing unsupervised.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing was, which I'll have to email Jerry tomorrow because I have not gotten a confirmation on what they feel is being left a mess.
The gym is being left a mess?
Her, Pat is telling her that the gym is being left a mess.
Well, I'm happy to have a conversation with Pat about it because I know when I'm down there, I'm very conscious and aware.
So
I know you are too.
And I have talked to the other person that is cleaning, and he does not agree with that statement.
Okay.
So I have been waiting for Jerry to get confirmation because the other thing I had talked with Nick about, because Nick had brought it up to my attention that the after school is also leaving a lot of stuff
out. Yeah, that's for sure.
So
there's as quick as they can.
So what I was thinking that we could do from here on out is to take pictures of the gym before and after.
I think if we do that, we should put extra effort into cleaning it.
Yeah.
So that way we can show that we're putting effort
I don't think we really left it in any bad shape.
We
think
so. We're always leaving it in better shape. I picked up so many bottles from the after school, which is fine. And I got no problem doing that. They're all in a rush getting them out of there. I'm happy that they let us in as early as we do to set up practice. It's no problem. But it just finds it a little bit insulting that they're like, it's a mess. Like,
we're leaving it better than what we find.
And like I told Jerry, I said, I was there that Saturday. This last Saturday I was there. Christina and I picked up the bottles. I said the clothes that were left, we did leave there, but we folded them and put them
in a spot. Right.
And I said, the only thing we did not do was mop the floor. And I'm sorry, I'm not mopping the floor. Like, we pay someone to do that. So, we're not doing that. So I had specifically asked her to get back to me with specifics.
Like things aren't in the right spot, or like that. All over the floor, which I would disagree with. The games that I've been there.
Exactly.
I've literally
I had asked for specifics of what they consider being left a mess because I personally have not seen.
Right, and I normally check the bathrooms too. Is there a few
basketballs laid around? You know, that might have been it. Like, hey, we're out of here.
I've been making sure the basketballs are in there too, yeah, so the gym class doesn't get their hands on it. The bathrooms are the only other thing I can think of, but I'm normally poking my head in there on my way out.
And on that Saturday, I cleaned the paper towels that were on the floor.
I'm doing that too.
Because I'm like, that's why I was like, Jerry, I don't know what you're talking about, because we make sure that gym is better, if not, is just as we left it or better than we left it, mm-hmm. and then it was left for mm-hmm. us. So I would like specifics on what you guys are feeling is being left a mess, mm-hmm. and I have yet to receive those.
Okay.
So I will reach out to Jerry again and see if she has gotten any clarification on that for us as well.
And Chris can easily pop his head out and come talk to us coaches.
Yeah, any point in time. Like,
if he sees it,
yeah.
I mean, we can't keep an eye on every kid,
but yeah,
we're more than happy to reiterate whatever is needed mm-hmm. to be said again and again.
We're down there 4 days a week,
and not every kid is there at the same time when you say it. So yeah, it's just saying it again.
So, just bringing it to the committee's attention. This is what has been brought to me. Yeah.
Next time I see Chris, I'll ask him, just, you know, speak up to us. Yeah. Tell us if someone's sneaking out. It's okay.
I was going to say.
You don't got to be the bad guy. We will.
Yeah, we'll poke, us, poke yeah. the head into the gym. Because I was like, the only other thing we could do is keep the gym door shut so we hear when people go out. But when the game's going on, we're not going to be paying attention to whether or not the door is shut.
Yeah, no, I try to keep concentrate on what's going on.
People are always coming in and out.
Yeah,
so that's why I'm like, we'll put those signs up for home games, and we'll keep them for next year, and we'll just keep putting them up next year, too.
Yep.
The boys do not have practice tonight, correct?
No.
Oh, Abel's driving me nuts.
No, 3-4 has a game. And then the children out in the lobby were the same thing. Basically, gym complaints that I had received from the school.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Mm-hmm. We're trying our best. I think they're also being a little bit nitpicky. I'm not sure if they just don't.
Or something?
I don't know if they just don't like sports. I don't know. But it has been a struggle.
Yeah, no, they just want to use the school for after school and get rid of sports.
So, but I just said I would bring it to the committee's attention and we would try to do a better job. But to my opinion, we were doing a really good job at keeping everything clean.
And we're happy to change things. So that's what
I said to Jerry. Right. I said, we are more than willing to change things if things aren't being put in the right spot or whatever. We just need to know. Like, we can't fix things if you guys aren't telling us.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't just tell me the gym's being left a mess and not clarify when I ask, what do you mean by that?
And because we're already cleaning. If we weren't cleaning and the gym's being left a mess, then we know start cleaning.
Yeah.
But we are cleaning.
We are cleaning. We're picking up bottles. We're cleaning the bathroom other than taking out the trash. Like I told her, I said, the only thing we do not do is take out the trash and mop the floor. Like, what else would you like us to do?
Picking up the water bottles, collecting the clothes, checking the bathrooms.
Probably, because the last time I was in there, the trash hadn't been taken out. I know.
That, it did, didn't it?
I wanted to vomit. I walked in there.
It was bad.
I was...
Especially if it's been left for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my... Yeah, I think it was. It was a Saturday game that I walked in there, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to puke.
It was probably there since 24
hours, yeah.
Oh, like, oh, my God, there's... I was like, it's the compost. Oh, God. And I, like, turned around and walked out. I was like, yeah, no thanks. But do you guys have any other things that need to be discussed?
I don't
know. What was the kids in the lobby?
Was kid bouncing off the wall, bouncing basketball off the wall, apparently, on a Friday game.
I'll just put a note in here. Again, no children in the lobby, supervised
in the lobby.
Whew, that scared me.
Yeah, the thing has a mind of its own. Half the time it doesn't work when you want it to work anyways.
Got it.
But
was that sent in an email? I know we mentioned that we were gonna send that in an email.
I don't know if I did because I think I got sick. I can send. I'll send it now.
Because
I know I did send because someone emailed confirming their game. I did let them know that they were not able to go into the gym until 5:15 because we had the after school program.
You may just want to put it in writing.
Yeah, I'll send an email.
No kids allowed.
I'll send an email out.
I'm making a note right here for me to email Chris about a date. I'm going to put in March or April.
Yeah.
So it's kind of open, and you know, or a few dates. A few dates in March or April that would work to have. What are we checking in? Just a dance?
A dance, yeah. Okay.
Dance.
Okay. With
no potluck going on for anything that we
well, we can throw it out for a few different dates and then we can pick, you know,
yeah, or like we can do that. Like a concessions thing where we ask parents to donate.
That's what I meant, like donate a little bit and then come down and eat food.
Yep. I don't mind having a dinner either. That can be by donation for our community.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. I like that idea.
Well, to get we told them to get in before you came in. One thing that Eden used to do, and what's her name brought it up,
Brooke,
it, is he used to once a month have things in the gym for community to get together, and Chris said he really liked that, but I know he's got a lot going on getting in there started, and he did like the idea of a community thing, so if we can, if we were able to try to organize something along that lines and present it to him, he's probably more apt to say, let's do it, than him trying to
a dance, or even just... We could do, I know a lot of people do bingo. I know it's weird, but.
No, I love bingo. I love to see bingo in there.
Cornhole in the summer.
Yeah, or in cornhole day. Or,
I think bingo would be a hit, I'm telling you.
Well, that's my thing is bingo. I'm not trying to be mean, but these old people really like that bingo.
Bingo is a new age thing, okay? There's 20-year-olds.
We could do a cornhole tournament as a fundraiser.
Okay.
We could. We could totally do a cornhole.
We could set that up in the gym. The gym's pretty high.
Okay, well, we got three events right here. Dance, bingo, cornhole. I'll ask Chris for some dates.
Yes.
And then, heck, the day that we do, like, the tournament, we could bring a trailer down and do the bottle drive.
Do the bottle drive the same day.
Yeah. Yes. So that, and we could just have the
bottle. Is there an entry fee?
There'll be a team entry fee. Yeah. Like,
and then win partial or whatever. Like
It would be like you pay so much to enter the tournament, you and your teammate, and then.
Or do $10 per person. Winners get 50%.
And then
we take the 50% of all the rest.
Yeah.
Boom. Anybody can come watch, but $10 to play.
Yep.
Yeah, and that could get some people.
We could even, at that point, we could even do some little refreshments.
Refreshments, some drinks.
Some drinks.
Some chips. Some sodas, some cookies. Some
chips, cookies, or Buckle Pop, or whatever. Yeah.
Heck, if it's early enough, coffee.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good one.
I think
cornhole,
so too.
I think cornhole, bingo, and then, like I said, those times we can bring that trailer down. Say that we're having bottles down, like a bottle drive down there. We could do all.
We could bust it out.
You can make some money, real quick. Yeah. And just doing that by we could just put it out there. We could put it out there that we're having the trailer down there. People could drop them off while we're in the gym doing the cornhole stuff or.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Just community party.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Anyone else have anything else?
High five us all. Oh, good, guys. It's good stuff.
We're coming together. We're making it happen.
All right. So, that's it. Who wants to make the motion?
Make the motion to end.
I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Meeting is adjourned.